نعم نعم
نصفوا الخليقة ورضا محبوبهم
في رضا محبوب. نصفوا الخليقة في رضا
نصفوا الخليقة في رضا محبوبهم للعلم والإرشاد والإحسان. صاحب الخلائق بالجسوم وإنما أرواحهم في منزل فوقان.
لا اقرأ لنا الأول.
Advise and others to that which pleases their Lord with knowledge, guidance and compassion.
نعم قال نصح الخليقة في رضا محبوبه يعني نصحوهم فيما يرضي محبوبهم من الطاعات من فعل الطاعات واجتناب الموبقات واجتناب المعاصي والموبقات. So they advise the creation to what pleases the one they love, which is Allah, by calling them to do the obedience and staying away from the sins. وَذَٰلِكَ النُّصْحُ مِنْهُمْ and that advising from them مَبْنِيٌ عَلَىٰ أَسَاسِ الْعِلْمِ لَا الْحَمَاسَةِ فَقَطْ. It is based on the ilm, not eagerness only. Not enthusiasm only. وَلَكِنْ عَلَىٰ أَسَاسِ الْعِلْمِ فما نطقوا نصحا إلا بعد أن علموا حكمة. They never speak of an advice up until they knew the ruling that they are giving the advice on. والإرشاد وهو توجيه الضال إلى الوجهة الصحيحة. And guidance which is to direct the one who lost the way to the proper direction. وهذه الوجهة and this direction هي طريق النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And that direction is the way of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. هكذا الناصحون إنما ينصحون الناس لسلوك طريق محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولزوم نهجه. Likewise, as advisors, the proper advisors to the people, they advise them always, based on the end, to go on the way of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and to do exactly like what he used to do and not ولا يزيد عما كان عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم شيئا and that they do not do anything more than what he صلى الله عليه وسلم used to do. لأنهم علموا أن الزيادة على ما جاء به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نقص. Because they knew that the increase of what Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was sent with is decreasing. وأنه عيب and it is a shame and deficiency. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلُهُ and that Allah Ta'ala doesn't accept it مِنْ كَائِنِ مَنْ كَانْ from whom so ever. كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. As he Allah Ta'ala said, say O Muhammad, if you say that you love Allah, then follow me, Allah will love you and forgive your sins. وَهَذَا يَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ مِنْ غَيْرِ طَرِيقِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فإنه مردود. And that proves that whomsoever can sue Allah from a way other than the way of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, then he is going to be in jail. كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الصحيح, من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد, أي مردود غير مقبول ومأزور غير مأجور. He whosoever elevates anything in our matter meaning Islam, then he is rejected. Then he is rejected. And this means it is not going to be accepted. And this means he is going to punish, not rewarded. He's going to be punished. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. He whosoever does anything considering it a worship to Allah, من عمل عملا يعني يريد به عبادة الله والقرب من الله, whoever does anything that he considers as a worship and he seeks nearness of Allah with it, قال فهو رد. العمل عمل ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. Whoever does anything of what our matter is not about, then it is rejected. Meaning if it is not from our matter, from Sunnah Rasulullah, then it is rejected. وَمَنْ رُدَّ عَمَلُهُ فَقَدْ خَابَ وَخَسِرَ. And whoever has deeds be rejected, then he is the loser. وَالْإِحْسَانِ بِالْعِلْمِ وَالْإِرْشَادِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ and compassion. والإحسان الإحسان في ما يدعون إليه, compassion in what they call to must be perfect, لا بد أن تكون على السنة, must be أبو السنة. وفي الإحسان في دعوة الناس and with compassion in calling the people. فلا ينفر الناس بالغلظة والشدة, so they don't chase people away by their aggression. لا, بل كما قال الله عز وجل, بل as الله تعالى said لنبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك. فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر, فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين. It is part of the mercy of Allah that you thus deal gently with them. Were you severe or harsh-hearted, they would have broken away from you, from about you. So pass over their faults, meaning forgive them, and ask for Allah's forgiveness for them, and console them in affairs of moment. Then when you have taken a decision, put your trust in Allah, for Allah's love, for Allah loves those who put their trust in Him. إذن بالإحسان. So by goodness.
صاحب الخلائق إن زرتوني وإنما أرواحكم في منزل فوقاني. Accompanying the people in bodily form, whilst their spirits dwell at a sublime station. This is their state of the people, which is the most perfect state and the sublimest. They begin by sincerely advising people to their utmost, loving for them the good they love for themselves, deploring for them the evil they deplore for themselves, striving to remove every evil from them with all that is possible, and exerting themselves in order to bring about benefit to them with every means at their disposal. This they do by enjoying goodness, forbidding evil, feeding those that suffer from hunger, clothing those that are destitute, alleviating those that are distressed, teaching those that are ignorant, restraining those who are oppressed, helping those that are oppressed, warding off potential harm from people, and keeping the harms of their own selves away from others. Furthermore, their association with people is external and bodily. As for their hearts and spirits, they hover around the beloved and seek to be as close to him as possible. Sometimes the person humbly abases himself before him, with fear and humility. Furthermore, he expresses gratitude to him. He loves him, being led to this by witnessing his kindness and closeness. He then inclines towards all that is pleasing to Allah, striving in the worship of him, and shows his benevolence to his creation. Indeed, these are the true people, these are the intelligent and auspicious ones, and there is no might nor power except with Allah.
Naam. يقول رحمه الله تعالى ورحمه الله تعالى السيد صاحب الخلائق بالجسوم وإنما أرواحهم في منزل فوقاني. accompanying the people in bodily form, يعني أنهم يعيشون مع الناس لكن أرواحهم مع الله، يعني مع طاعة الله، ليست يعني أنها فارقت أجسامهم. It does not mean that their souls left their bodies. لا، ولكن يعني أنهم وإن كانوا مع الناس بأجسامهم إلا أن الله لا يغيب عن قلوبهم، فهم يذكرونه دائما وإن كانوا مع الناس. That means that although they are with the people by their bodies, but Allah Ta'ala never be absent from their hearts. Meaning, He remembers. Meaning, that they don't sit to the table and their hearts with the table. Yani, be hideous from the remembrance of Allah. كما جاء عن نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم. As it was reported authentically from our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنه كان أنه كان يقول في المجلس الواحد، يستغفر الله في المجلس الواحد أكثر من 70 مرة. أكثر من 70 مرة وهو بينهم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to seek forgiveness So more than 70 times in one sitting, while being sitting with the Sahaba, with the companions. وَهَاكَذَا الْمُؤْمِنِ دَائِمَ حُضُورُ الْقَلْبِ مَعَ الرَّبِّ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فَقَلْبُهُ حَاضِرُ. And that's how the Muslim always remembers Allah with heart which is present, not absent, not being involved in something else, but in the remembrance of Allah. هذا معنى قوله صاحب الخلائق بالجسوم وإنما أرواح في منزل فوقاني, يعني منزل فوق منزل الخلائق, in a state above, high above the level of mankind. وهذا يعني أنه لا يغفل عن ذكر ربه. And this means that he never be headless from the remembrance of his Lord. كما قال الله عز وجل في سورة النور في الآية 37 منها. As Allah Ta'ala said in سورة النور آية 37 of it, رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله. وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. By men whom neither traffic nor merchandise can divert from the remembrance of Allah, nor from regular prayers, nor from the patience, nor from the practice of regular charity. Their only fear is for their day, is for the day when hearts and eyes will be transformed in a world worldly view. So ولذلك هم حاضر القلب ربهم ذكره معهم دائما فلا ينسون, كما قالت أم المؤمنين عائشة رضي الله عنها. These people, their Lord is always in their heart and in their minds, the remembrance of their Lord. They never forget their Lord. As the mother of believers, Aisha رضي الله عنها said, عندما سئلت, when she was asked, كيف كان يكون رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في البيت, how he صلى الله عليه وسلم used to be in the house, قالت كان يكون في خدمة أهله. She said that he used to be in the service of his family. حتى إذا سمع المؤذن قام كأن لم يعرفنا. And once he was the muadzin, he stands and goes, leaves us like he didn't leave us. وكذلك يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الصحيح. And likewise the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the hadith صحيح, سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. Seven type of people Allah Ta'ala will provide in the shade under the shade of his of his in admiration is thrown. من هؤلاء قال ورجل قلبه معلق بالمساجد. From this, as he, the Prophet ﷺ said, a man whose heart is hung in the mosque. فما معنى قلبه معلق بالمساجد؟ So what is the meaning of his heart hung in the mosque? يعني أنه لا يطمئن قلبه إلا بالمساجد. I mean that his heart cannot find tranquility except in the masajid, in the masjid. ولاحظ قوله في المساجد ليس بالضرورة يعني مسجد حي أو مسجد واحد، لكن في أي أرض يكون هو مع الله. وجمع المساجد يعني العبادة، ليس فقط حصرا على مكان العبادة، وإن كان هذا المعنى المتبادل ولكنه أهم، مكان العبادة والعبادة نفسها. That means that he always remembers Allah. And say masajid the plural here means not only the places of worship, although that is the appeal meaning of it, which is correct, but it means also the worships. كما قال الله تعالى في سورة الجن، as Allah تعالى said in سورة الجن، وأن المساجد لله فلا تدعوا مع الله أحد. And really the masajid belongs to Allah, so invoke no one besides Allah. وهو قلبه معلق بالمساجد دور العبادة، ومن باب أولى العبادة نفسها. So his heart is hung in the masajid, meaning loving these places, and for more important is the worships practiced in there. ولذلك قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الآخر انتظار الصلاة بعد الصلاة ذلك العباد، وذلك إنما يكون في المساجد. And waiting for the salah after the salah, that is the ribat. And of course, waiting the salah after the other salah, that means in the masajid. فهؤلاء القوم وإن كانت أجسامهم مع الناس إلا أن أرواحهم وقلوبهم وعقولهم مع الله دائما لا يغفلون عن ذكره. These people, although their bodies with the people, with people, but their hearts, their brains, their minds, their remembrance is only with Allah. Only. They get themselves busy with the remembrance of Allah all the time. ولكن هناك أناس يأتون إلى المساجد فليسوا هم بالمستفيدين من مجيئهم بل هم متضررون. There are people who come to the masajid but they are not benefited by them coming to it, but they are harmed لأنهم يأتون فيها فيفسدون بالغيبة والنميمة وإثارة الشحنة بين المسلمين. Because they come to the masajid and they destroy by spreading the slandering and backbiting and planting the hatred between the Muslims. وبالبدع and by the innovations. وبالشرك and by association. فهذا كله من الأمر الخطير الذي ينبغي أن يختلف يا عباد الله. وإن شاء الله تعالى نتوقف الآن للصلاة، ولكن بعد العشاء نواصل حتى نكمل، فلم يبقى إلا القليل. نسأل الله عز وجل بمنه وكرمه أن يوفقنا وإياكم لما يحب ويرضى، والله تعالى أعلم. صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه، السلام عليكم.